listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. Maybe we turned you on to the podcast Dissect because we have featured its host and creator, Cole Kushner, since he started the series 3 years ago. In each of the seasons through his podcast, he breaks down the musical and biographical stories of an album. And this year, Dissect episodes focused on albums by Frank Ocean, Channel Orange, and Blonde. So the two-part season finale of the podcast series posted on Spotify this Monday. We thought we'd revisit my conversation with Cole from when this third season began. And you're going to hear him answer my question, which was, why this time around, why Frank Ocean?
I would say first off, his music is just beautiful and incredible and deserves dissection. And it was also a very highly requested artist by current Dissect listeners. They're very passionate about Frank Ocean, so they pushed me in his direction for sure.
So let's listen to a bit of the podcast. This is from episode one, and it starts with a small portion of Frank Ocean's song, White Ferrari.
In this life, in this life.
We'll also discover how with each project came parallel acts of liberation in Ocean's personal and public life. From the independent release of his self-funded mixtape Nostalgia Ultra, to the touching open letter that publicly revealed his sexuality days before the release of Channel Orange, to his reclusive withdrawal from the trappings and falsities of fame in the 4 years before Blonde, both Frank Ocean's art and his actions move in parallel along a self-created path towards artistic truth, creative purity, and personal and financial independence.
There was an article, Cole, titled, Is It Futile to Dissect Frank Ocean's Work? And the writer, Hannah Jorgis, writes, it's unclear whether Dissect will eventually offer up new reportage on Frank Ocean, but so far, the depth and breadth of Kushner's research is impressive. Where and how far did you go to study Frank Ocean and his music?
Yeah, the reportage is interesting because I think it implies, like, you know, am I going to talk to Frank Ocean? Am I going to talk to producers and kind of bring new material into the world? And that would be great. But Dissect's focus is really on the music. And I try to keep it as true to the music as possible. And I really use the music first for everything. So while the first couple episodes are a little bit more introductory and there's more biographical research that goes on with those episodes, once we get to the music, I'm more interested in pulling details that are in the music specifically. And that's my main focus.
Let's do a little example of this. We're going to play a little clip of Pink and White, a Frank Ocean song. And then when we come out of the clip, I'd like you to do a little of what you do in the podcast,
sure.
Okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Time we've no control. If the sky is pink and white, if the ground is black and yellow, it's the same way you showed me. Nod my head, don't close my eyes. Halfway on a slow move, it's the same way you showed me.
All right, Cole, you're on.
Yeah, no pressure. No, there's a lot of interesting things going on there. You know, musically, it was produced by Pharrell, who's very well-known artist. It actually features backing vocals from Beyonce that you don't even know is there unless you really listen closely, and you couldn't really tell it's Beyonce. She doesn't even say any words, which kind of speaks to the way that Frank Ocean utilizes artists. So if you look at the contributor members of this album, Blonde, it's like the star-studded laundry list of like who's who in the music industry. But the way he utilizes those people, you would never really know that they're on the record. For instance, he has orchestral arrangements by Radiohead's Johnny Greenwood. Just the way that he's able to put these collaborators in the same room together and what he brings out of them is just such a gift.
That's Cole Kushner. He just described exactly why the podcast Dissect is so fascinating. Season 3 focuses on the music of Frank Ocean. And Cole, congratulations. You were just hired by Spotify. So now this is really your day job, isn't it?
I worked for Temple Coffee Roasters for 6 years, and I was doing the podcast at night for the first two seasons. And, you know, fortunately, Spotify came around and offered me basically the opportunity to do Dissect as my full-time job. So it was, that was always the goal. That was always the intention. And it happened, which is great.
And last year ended up being that real transformative year for you. It was named Podcast of the Year. Season 2 was by Quartz, and you were profiled in a lot of national magazines. So one thing that I like about this new season is that you go into the history of mixtapes, mm-hmm. and you talk about the evolution with cassette tapes and all of that connection to hip-hop. So you have parallel history and exploration going on.
Yeah, I think it's important to contextualize contemporary music with history. I think it provides different entry points for people that maybe aren't familiar with the music or don't listen to it. I think it, you know, it maybe makes itself more accessible in that way if you know some of the historical roots to it. And I've kind of learned to follow my intuition on those things. And something like that catches my attention, like, oh, well, how does this mixtape apply to this current mixtape and how do we get here? I've learned to kind of follow those threads and put them in the show because, you know, people end up, you know, really liking those segments.
What albums were you considering before you ended up choosing Frank Ocean's work?
Tyler, the Creator's Flower Boy, which is not a crazy well-known album, came out last year, was one that was in heavy consideration. Beyoncé's Lemonade was also heavy consideration. Mm-hmm. But Frank Ocean was always high on the list, and it was more about which Frank Ocean record I was going to do, Channel Orange or Blonde. And I ended up picking both, kind of. So I'm doing a mini-series on Channel Orange, which will be 6 episodes, and then 12 episodes on Blonde.
So because of your relationship with Spotify, the podcast launched there first. There's also exclusive bonus episodes that will happen on Spotify that aren't on every format, correct?
Yeah, and those are going to be fun. They'll kind of augment the regular episodes, but kind of cutting room floor stuff and then also maybe more personal thoughts. A lot of times on the actual show, I kind of keep myself out of it, but I've learned that listeners are curious about what I think personally. So the bonus episodes will be a fun place to kind of experiment with new segments.
With that, I'm going to quote again from the article, Is It Futile to Dissect Frank Ocean's Work? Because Hannah writes, Dissect is enthralling not because it speaks for its subject, but because Kushna connects disparate threads and amplifies the artist's voice in the process. She talks about your deep written work and analysis. What did you come away with being amazed or understanding about Frank Ocean that you didn't know going in?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I didn't know too much about him. Unlike Kendrick and Kanye before, who I was already a really big fan of, Frank Ocean, I had always liked his music, but never, not on the level of Kendrick Lamar for me personally. So a lot of this has been learning. And I guess the thing that really impresses me about him, his art and his personal life really align towards this seeking of truth and authenticity. He's not someone that you're going to see at award shows or doing a lot of these more celebrity-oriented events. He's creating art. He's putting art into the world. He doesn't do interviews, and he really just lets the art speak for itself. And that really impressed me. And he lives that out in his personal life and his music. And I thought that was just really inspiring for me.
With all three of the artists you've focused on, you do address the relationships with fame. And all three, Kendrick, Kanye, and Frank, have handled it dramatically differently, haven't they?
Yeah, and that's kind of another reason why I picked Frank Ocean, because there is this through line of fame and how you deal with fame on all these artists. And yeah, exactly what you said. They all deal with it different ways. Kendrick is kind of in between what Kanye is and Frank. So Frank's just, you know, disregarded it completely. Kanye feeds off of it clearly, and Kendrick's kind of in the middle and doing something very graceful and balancing it very well. Fame has always been a really interesting subject for me and what it does to people, because it does a number on most people.
Well, you're living an increasing amount of it yourself.
The podcast fame is more anonymous. It's great.
That was Cole Kushner talking about his podcast series Dissect, which just is finishing this week, the focus being on Frank Ocean and his music. The first season, by the way, examined Kendrick Lamar's To Pimp a Butterfly. The second season, Kanye West's My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. Dissect podcast is going to launch a special mini-series this fall to mark the 20th anniversary of the miseducation of Lauryn Hill. There's more at capradio.org/insight. This is Insight on Cap Radio.
That's the way every day goes. Every time we've no control. If the sky is pink and white, if the ground is black and yellow, it's the same way you showed me. Nod my head, don't close my eyes. Halfway on a slow move. It's the same way you showed me. If you could fly, then you'd feel south. Up north's getting cold soon. The way it is, we're on land. So I'm someone to hold true. Keep you cool when it's still alive. Won't let you down when it's all ruined. Just the same way you showed me. Showed me. You showed me love. It's all